What to do when you started from nothing, you started from the bottom, or when you feel stuck. And I really get this, especially for those young adults. You've been to university, you got your grades, and now you're ready to go out into the marketplace and to create a career that you love. What do you do, and how do you start out? Well, if you're starting out of school, or maybe you move to a new city, you need to realize that, you need to start small. And even for those of you, if you have like a professional career already and you're moving to a new city, you have to realize too that in most cases you need to start small, get your foot into the door, and that's ultimately what's going to build your career. You're not gonna start up here, but you're not gonna start up here. And you need to be completely honest and realistic with yourself. What's really important in those cases is to build your network. And we're going to go into that a little bit later in the next lesson. And also make sure that you build your profile. And in the case of moving to a new city or a new country, make sure that you are on all of the local recruiter sites and that people can find you. Because in many different countries, there's different systems that recruiters use and different websites. So make sure that you are findable and searchable, that companies and people that you love to work for can find you. Now, sometimes you can feel a little bit stuck, especially during COVID, like maybe you cannot find a job or you have a job but you want to get out and you don't know what to do, let alone get a pay rise. What you need to do in those cases, in addition to what we talked about already in this course, is to research your industry. Keep knowing what to anticipate for, like where's it headed, like how can you prepare, what education can you get. Write down your achievements. If you already have a CV, the way to spice it up is to look at what are the achievements that you've done. How can you make yourself be perceived more valuable by your future employer? Now, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Number one, where are you starting from? Even, if you're already kind of in the middle of the pyramid in the hierarchy of a company, like where are you? Because getting this course for me is your starting point. You're starting where you are now. So be honest, like where are you right now? And where are you starting from this point onwards? Question number two, where do you want to be? And this is so important. You need to have a vision of where you want to be. Like, do you want to be a CFO of a company? Do you want to be ultimately running your own company? And this is a stepping stone. Do you want to run a charity? Or do you want to live on passive income in Korea or whatever it is? Make sure that you really have a vision of where you want to be. And again, if you need some help, make sure you DM me or send me an email. I'm happy to have a chat on how I can help you develop that vision for you. And the third question, now you know where you are now, where you want to be, how are you going to get there? How are you going to bridge that gap? What is your next step? And for this, I want you to write down at least three action steps. So now you have like a vision where you want to be, and you also know a couple of the steps that you can take today or what you can focus on to get there.